The word alata in both of them mean darkness, deep darkness. Okay? Ba'aletet, in the deep darkness. Amir Gilboa is a modern Israeli poet. Total darkness. And he uses a biblical format for yar'uni. Yar'uni, yar'u li. Okay, yar'u la'ani. When you put it synthetically together in biblical Hebrew, it's yar'uni. Okay? They will show me. As im yar'uni even, ve'omar even, hem yomru even. You understand the picture here? I say a pen. If they show me a pen, I say a pen. They say a pen. If they show me a marker and I say a marker, they say a marker. Who knows the story? Frindel. No one knows Frindel. You know what? I have a generation in front of me. You do not know Frindel? How old is your son? Five?
Almost.
You are buying the book and you tell him the story.
Assignment. Next week.
Yeah. Frindel. A great kid story.
I like this.
Frindel?
Yeah, Frindel.
F-R-E-N-D-E-L.
Like a friend. Frindel. Yeah. But F-R-I-N-D-L-E. Oh, yes.
How do you spell it?
Frindel.
Like friend.
Like a friend. F-R-I.
With an L.
N-D-L-E.
Friendo.
Oh. Ah, yes, you have your granddaughters. They will enjoy it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Everybody has to read that. Okay.
F-R-I-E-N-D-L-E?
Yes, I think so. But you'll just say Friendo and everybody will run to the shop to give it to you. Im yar'uni even, rock, va'omar even, yamru even. Im yar'uni etz, ve'omar etz, yomru etz. Ach, aval, im yar'uni dam, ve'omar dam, yomru tzeva, color. Im yar'uni dam, ve'omar dam, yomru tzeva. So, the last line and the one before last are a petition. And what kind of a message does he want to bring across? And how does he do that?
A repetition.
Not only the repetition. Look at the spacing.
Oh, so that was purposeful.
That was
it's
I
purposeful.
Was wondering about
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's purposeful. The spacing is purposeful.
Okay.
To the message.
An E. Cummings moment. Yes. Okay.
Okay. So, what's his message?
Okay.
What kind of a poem is that?
It's about blood.
Yeah.
It's not. There's nothing fake about blood. You can't just call it pain.
He cannot call it pain.
Yeah,
he can. He has a hard time dealing with pain,
yeah.
With a death in the wars. That's his. Yeah.
It's not just paint.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, we are always painting everything, right? We die for the sake of Israel, but.
But you're still dying.
And that's the color of the blood. Ma kore ha'ish ladavar harishon shemar'im lo? What does he call to the first thing that they show him?
What
does
he call?
Ma ha'davar ha'shon? Evan. Ma kore ish ha'davar ha'sheni
shemar'im lo?
Etz. Ma kore'im ha'achirim lishnei ha'dvarim ha'ele? What do the others call these two things?
Evan.
Ve'etz. Ma kore ha'ish ladavar ha'shlishi?
צבע.
מה קוראים האחרים לדבר הזה?
צבע.
מה קוראים לאותו דבר שלישי בשם אחר? What's do you call this third thing in another name?
A metaphor?
No.
No.
It's right there. They just don't want to use it.
Dam.
Yehuda Amichai is another one who wrote one of those heavy poems. He writes biblical poems too, biblical themes poems. And I'll tell you that there is a new genre in Israeli rock today, and they're all singing prayers in modern tunes.
Oh.
It's a whole genre.
Yeah.
It's Eti Ankari, who was a great singer in the late 80s, in the 90s, really. She became a Baal Tshuva, and on Friday, last Friday in the paper, they announced that she is now singing. She's publishing a CD with the poetry of Yehuda Halevi. Yehuda Halevi, medieval poet.
Yeah.
So you know, next year if you continue, I'm gonna when I teach Yehuda Halevi, I'm gonna see which songs from the collection I can teach, and then you will learn. You will learn all about the academic piece in it, and then you can sing it too. So, Eti Ankari. That's and then all really. I was astounded when I went this last trip to Israel because all these rock musicians like Yehuda Banai has a whole prayer CD sung in modern tunes.
So the rabbinical students have huge caches of this.
Of course they do. They're always looking for alternative music. Yeah. הילד נפל ממיטתו. The child fell out of his bed. That's proper English. In you know, word to word is the child fell from his bed. הילד נפל ממיטתו באמצע הלילה נפל על הרצפה והמשיך לישון. Ritzpa is the floor. Did you see how we broke the lines? Hayeled nafal mimitato ve'emtza halayla nafal al haritzpa ve'himshich lishon. Oh, chayalim, chayalim, tilmedu mize. Mi nafal mimitato?
הילד.
מה הוא המשיך לעשות? הוא המשיך לישון. הוא המשיך לישון. הילד נפל והמשיך לישון. מה רוצה המשורר, המשורר פואט, נכון שיר? מה רוצה המשורר שהחיילים ילמדו? What does he want the soldiers to learn from that?
Of the soldiers.
They fall.
If you fall, you just continue to sleep. So nafal, you know, has double meaning in Hebrew, right?
Yeah.
Just like in English.
What? To die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And look how he does it. Hayeled nafal mimitato, the child fell out of his bed in the middle. And he stopped, it's the end of the line, in the middle of what?
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is,
yeah.
Halayla nafal al haritzpa, this night he fell out of, onto the floor. But you can also read it, be'emtza halayla nafal al haritzpa, in the middle of the night he fell on the floor.
Yeah.
So you can play with that? Be'emtza, in the middle of his life, he fell. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Or is it in the middle of the night he fell on the floor?
So learn from that. So soldiers, you should learn from this.
Yeah, but what is exactly the message?
That dying is just like falling off of your bed in the middle of the night.
It's not like falling off your bed.
You just stay asleep.
It's be'emtza, and you're going to continue and sleep. So do you really want more?
Yeah, it'll continue. If you fall, it will be temporary. It will continue.
It will continue. It will never stop.
Right.
So do you want or? You do not want or. Do you want a dan? You do not want a dan. Do you want others to die? You don't want others to die. So you need to stop war. Okay. Your homework will be to finish the chapter. Because we're going to take a break and we're going to come back and read the story. Did you Google Yigal Alon?
Yes, I did.
Wasn't he an amazing, an interesting character, isn't he?
Archaeologist and
I did not know
he was a politician. All the generals in the army were politicians.
He was a Haganah member.
Yes, he was a Haganah member.
But he didn't want to use machine guns, and so he left the Haganah.
Yeah, he
translated the Dead Sea Scrolls. He excavated at Qumran and Matzah. Second chief of staff of the IDF.
Yeah.
I remember.
That's Yigal Alon.
I mean, I remember when he was doing all that.
I believe you remember.
He died
because you're always involved in politics.
What?
Because you're always involved in the Israeli politics, and you know the in Jewish life. So, yeah. And did they mention anything about... Are you recording me on this one?
This is last
they mention